Standing next to the Matthew Turner will make you feel small. Really, really small.
You gotta go big if you want big things to happen.
That's Franz Beichel, a shipbuilder who's been working on the Matthew Turner for over 3 years. Now the white and blue detailed tall ship looks pristine. And Beichel says there's just a few more things that need to get done.
We need to finish the deck. That's the highest priority right now. So yeah, we need to move some of this machinery out of here. Take this wall down, build a road basically down to the boat ramp.
This Saturday, the ship will make its first move to the sea, just 600 feet away from its Sausalito Harbor building site to the San Francisco Bay. But just moving a ship that's over 130 feet long and that weighs over 170 tons is no easy feat. Director of the project, Alan Olson, says the crew plans to jack it up onto a cradle with wheels and then...
They'll roll it back and roll it to the ramp and then roll it down the ramp so it'll float off.
Olson, who began the Matthew Turner Tall Ship project in 2011, says once it's in the water, there's still plenty more to be done.
So rigging will go on while plumbing is going on and electrical is going on. And then there'll be interior bunks and doors and galley. That'll all be made in another shop so that when it comes in and stunned, we just put it right in place.
And once all those final details are done, there's still inspections the ship will need to pass from the U.S. Coast Guard. Olson predicts that the ship won't be ready to really set sail until this fall. But Olson has big plans for the Matthew Turner once it's finished. He says the tall ship is meant to be an educational resource for all children and adults, and it'll have the capability to travel the globe.
Maybe in 15 years, she'll have gone over to the Atlantic for some kind of a trip, maybe into Europe or China. You know, those are all possible destinations she's built and designed to go any place. I mean, she's a sailing ship that could cross oceans and go around the world.
Both Olson and head shipbuilder Franz Beichel says this huge construction project wouldn't be possible without its dedicated volunteers. Here's Beichel.
It's really amazing. You know, some of these guys have got 10,000 hours volunteered, 15,000 hours. It's a lot of time.
And there's plenty more hours of work ahead. Yet Beichel says he's excited to make it this far with the crew.
It's exciting. And, you know, I'm really proud of the job we did. It looks great.
And for tall ship director Alan Olson, this milestone is just the first step for what he hopes will be a long and well-traveled journey for the Matthew Turner.
We're looking for this vessel to be operating for 100 years or more, and you think of all the kids and people who will be able to sail on it and the experience that they will have. I mean, you don't often get a chance to offer something into the future as dynamic and as great as what we're doing.
I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.